anytime you're teaching faith, the prophecy I got now, anytime you're teaching faith, any prophecy will go along with it. But there's an urgency of this prophecy. It's very short. And I'll give it to you now. And it's so crucial, and it's so, it will have so much opposition from man, but it doesn't matter. I'm representing God. And it started like this. Stop disarming your immune system. There is no medicine that can improve your immune system. The only thing that can improve your immune system is food. The right food. Y'all ain't gonna be ignorant. Y'all not gonna, no, y'all gonna know. Your faith is working, but your food is not working. This is what the Lord told me. Your faith is working, but your food is not working. Many want to put their sicknesses on Satan and sin, but most of their sickness is put in their stomach. Y'all got quiet in y'all, yeah? I expect great things, huh? The storms, plural, of sickness and disease will not end unless you use your faith in obedience to the laws of God's kingdom. I need y'all to do that. I need y'all to consider. I need y'all to pray about that. I need y'all to recognize that I've read so many testimonies of heart condition. People couldn't get out of bed. Diabetes, cancer. I read so many testimonies of people of all ages, young and people of age of way up in the 80s, just started eating right, and it turned the whole thing around. 30-day challenge. I had that book of Ultimate Health. I think we got some over here, and why Christians are sick. I said I wasn't going to say nothing. I started studying again. But I need to tell you all, 200,000 people was praying for a good preacher. He had 15,000 members, and he died. So it wasn't a sickness. It wasn't Satan. It's that he didn't know what to eat. And so you all are blessed people to have this type of information. I may have not caught me sure. I may not have taught it. I taught it rough in the help seminars I did. But I'm just trying to get everybody to see what the Lord wanted them to have. I'll tell you more about it, but try to get your hand on those books. I said most of y'all got that book, right? You know you got to read it. After you read it, you got to feed it. All right, okay. All right. Father, we thank you tonight for this Bible lesson on faith. We thank you for your word. And we thank you that all who are listening may adhere to the word of that prophecy. Stop it. Disarming your immune system. We thank you so much, and we praise you tonight. Your word will go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now tonight, we're going to deal with releasing my kingdom citizenship faith. There's another aspect God teaching, you see. Now I said to you, the teachers who have taught us faith was great teachers. I know one. I was watching him this afternoon, Charles Capp. He went home to be with the Lord, but he was a great faith teacher. You know, my dad taught faith, and I know a whole lot of other good faith teachers who taught us good lesson on faith. But faith, here apostolically, the Lord had me going into other areas or deeper areas by divine inspiration to teach it to the body of Christ. So we're not against one another. We're all together, but faith never runs out. So turn to Romans chapter 10, releasing my kingdom citizenship faith. You're a kingdom citizen, and faith is the thing that runs the kingdom and causes manifestation to come. Now, these lessons will put an edge on your faith. In other words, you ownership faith, finish faith, sonship faith. Now, all the 48 years I've been teaching, I never heard of none of them. You know, I know they were there, but he's specifying them now that you can function in them in a powerful way. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
sir. All right, so now we're talking about because you're a citizen in the kingdom, you got in there by faith. So kingdom citizenship faith. I want you to make kingdom citizenship faith. In other words, I have a divine right. Now, in that kingdom citizenship faith, I'm going ahead of myself, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. There are three things to take note of. Turn to Romans 14, 17. I'm way ahead of myself, but I need to go there because it seems like the Holy Spirit will go in that direction. Maybe it can open us in this Bible study to understand what we're talking about. We're talking about kingdom citizenship faith. Now, in Romans, I said Romans, right?
Yes, sir.
14. They must have didn't hear me in the back. Romans 14. I thought I said it. I said it, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
I said Romans 14, 17, right?
Yes, sir.
I said it out loud?
Yes, sir.
All right, Romans 14, 17. Oh, we finally got there. It's a little preaching, you know. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now, these three things, it's very important that you're about to turn loose. Let me say it this way. The righteousness of faith, faith has a righteousness in it. Uh-huh. And there's a divine peace in faith in this kingdom. There's a divine peace. The peace is the fact that you know that nothing can stop your faith.
Amen.
It's more powerful than anything else. And then there's a joy in this faith, even though you may not have the manifestation where it needs to be. But there's a joy because you know it can't be stopped. It's powerful. Kingdom citizenship faith is so powerful. It carries this threefold power of righteousness, peace, and joy.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of anything.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Righteousness, peace, and joy. See, it's not a feeling. It's a knowing.
That's right.
All right? It's knowing that whatever happening satanically, system-wise, physical-wise, natural, whatever happening, it can't handle the citizenship faith. Citizenship faith always overrules that. But those three things I think is important: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is in the inner fitting of your faith. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, so we'll just take that voice as a text voice. I'm not going to read some voices. I'm not going to read. I want you to know that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We're talking about kingdom citizenship faith. So we're operating in the spirit realm, right?
Yes, sir.
And now, watch what it said now, and I want you to take this portion of it. Kingdom faith is on the inside of me.
That's right.
Kingdom faith is on the inside of me.
And I am receiving, listen, the call from God to stir it up. You got it now?
Yes, sir.
Make sure you make a note of that because you'll need to read that. Kingdom faith is on the inside of me. So in other words, kingdom righteousness, kingdom joy, and kingdom peace is on the inside of me, inside of my faith that is on the inside of me. Kingdom faith is on the inside of me, and I'm receiving the call, C-A-L-L, to stir it up. Now, you couldn't stir it up if you didn't know it fully as kingdom faith, kingdom citizenship faith. I love that. You don't love that? Kingdom, say it, kingdom,
citizenship.
Faith,
is on the inside of me. Including
righteousness,
peace,
and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now I'm going to read the whole statement because I want you to get the whole statement, then I'm going to start giving you some principles. Kingdom faith is on the inside of me, and I'm receiving the call to stir it up to maximize my walk with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To maximize my walk with God. To carry out my God-given assignment. Turn your Bibles now to Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. I'm going to give you a statement out of that, with that verse, that will bring blessing to your life. Glory to God. Now keep your atmosphere wet. Say something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Kingdom faith is an inside power that is designed to control all activities in your life. It's an inside power. It's designed to control, good God Almighty, all activities in your life. It's powerful enough. How many of y'all believe it's powerful enough? It's on the inside of you. Kingdom faith is an inside power that is designed to control all activities in your life. Whatever you want to change in your life, you can change it with kingdom faith. Notice that Luke 17, 21. Neither should it say, lo here or lo there, for behold, what it said? The kingdom of God is within you, invalidated if you don't know how to operate in faith. Faith has to validate the kingdom that's on the inside of you. You can't just say the kingdom on the inside of me. No, you got to have some now faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything things not seen. See, but I like this statement that you have to remind yourself as you go tonight, tomorrow, the rest of your life. I have kingdom faith on the inside of me. Now they say, and here's what we got going on in verse, when I was meditating this verse, in verse 21, neither should they say low here or low there. They're saying all kind of stuff, taking you everywhere. You got to come back on the inside. You see what I'm saying? Everybody come up with an idea of how it's going to work out, what to do. You got a lot of false religious revelation. But you have to know for yourself that I have kingdom faith. I don't have to go nowhere.
That's right.
It's inside of me. It goes where I go.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? I don't just have to go by a prophecy. What? I don't need nobody to prophesy over me to win. I let my faith prophesy on the inside of me. It's yours. Have it now. Are you following me? Because sometimes we wait for the power and the power already turned on. We're waiting for something to happen, somebody to say something, somebody to lay a hand on us, somebody to say a certain word. And the Lord said, just turn the power on, child. It's on the inside of you. You can't say nothing no powerful than what's on the inside of you. Whoa. They can't tell you nothing no powerful than what's on the inside of you. I'm on the inside of you. Learn to function in your faith properly. Learn to function in your faith properly. All right? Now, here's a point that we need to get. Kingdom faith is designed to seek the kingdom first. Matthew 6:33, you know it, turn to it. Kingdom faith is designed to seek the kingdom first. Not things, not what you want, not what somebody else told you. You need to seek the kingdom first because that's what stirred the kingdom up. Right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. See it?
Yes.
And now hear that word again. And his what? Righteousness. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to hold that. I want to go over to Hebrews 11 and 6. I'm going to put these two together. Hebrews 11 says, we'll come back and do the end of 6:33. But I want you to see where faith is. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now, every time I read that, I come to the point, you got to sometimes do the opposite in studying the scripture. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. So I say, with faith, it's possible to please him. That's the way you got to study, you see. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Now, here's the importance of kingdom faith. Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, everything in this ministry is a credit to seeking him. It's not me. I can't do nothing. Seeking him. I mean, he just dropped them 600 acres of land on us. Well, what are you going to do with it? That's his land. I'm just a steward waiting on what to do. But anything transpired in this ministry, I take no credit. All you got to do is see him. Anything in my own personal life, I don't never see nothing. All I see is him. Go back to Matthew 6:33 now. Watch your faith. See, your faith is designed to seek the kingdom first. And in Hebrews 11 and 6, he said, those that diligently seek me. I'm a reward of them that diligently seek me. A lot of times people get faith off track by seeking a whole lot of the stuff and passing God up. Look what it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What? And all? Huh? Who put this up in here? That's the way that you go. Where did this come from? You know where it come from. It's from God.
Yes.
But see, people train themselves to use faith to seek everything else.
Yes.
Your faith is designed first. Kingdom faith is designed first to seek the kingdom. Amen. Seek the king. Take your time and do that.
Yes,
and use your faith to have more of God present in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
So we're dealing with releasing my kingdom citizenship faith. So first of all, kingdom faith is an inside power, right?
Yes, sir.
Designed to control all your activity in your life. That's pretty wonderful right there. Secondly, kingdom faith is designed to seek the kingdom first. You got those two?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what I said, I ran ahead of myself, but I'm going to give it to you. Kingdom faith operates in kingdom benefits. Kingdom faith operates in kingdom benefits. Now, those kingdom, we can go with many benefits, but those benefits is, again, I told you I went ahead of myself, Romans 14 and 17. Righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what kingdom faith operating in. And the reason that it operates in that, nothing can stop it. I mean, even if you got your faith out there and look like it's not working, laugh at it. Because it got to work, because you're using the most powerful thing that exists. So kingdom faith operate in kingdom benefits. Wow. You know, Psalm 103 said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. So now, let me put it another way. We're talking about kingdom beneficial faith. It can't be stopped. So these lessons are lessons of a further maturity than just so faith come by hearing by the word of God, make your confession, all that powerful. But yet God, in faith, governmental authority, apostolically, he's training you in levels of faith that will function sweatless. When you talk about when you kingdom citizenship faith, you know, just a subject. You know, I'm a citizen, so I have divine rights to the supernatural. I have divine rights to things that are not ordinary.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you got to use your faith to use faith.
Yes,
sir. You got to believe, man. You're nothing gonna happen. This is a. Hear this part now. Here is the constant decrees, plural, of kingdom faith. Kingdom faith has certain decrees it makes that make it so powerful. Look in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Decrees. See,
I'm listening.
Yeah. And when you get ready to apply this in your life, you're gonna be able to apply it. You're here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And I'm expecting your life to go greater and greater.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
now listen to what I'm saying. Now, kingdom faith has the constant decrees. The Bible says in the book of Job, decree a thing of kingdom faith. Then Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I haven't asked for nothing. But part of the kingdom coming is manifesting what you want.
That's right.
Manifesting what you need. The kingdom never come empty-handed.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So he goes on to say, now look at the 13th verse. The B part. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So within kingdom citizenship faith is power and glory. All that God is in faith. God put everything he is, everything he can do in your faith. Otherwise, let me say it this way. I never heard this way. All of God is in your faith. Write down in your note, all of God is in my faith. And my faith is on the inside of me. Matter of fact, all the power of God is on the inside. All the abilities of God, all the strength of God is in the faith that is on the inside of me. How can I decrease something and believe I'm not going to have it?
Right.
If I know that. I'm getting powerful and more powerful every hour. How can I decrease something? I got this power on the inside of me and I trust it and I believe in it. Oh, yes, another statement that's strong. When I'm using faith, I'm using God. Not in a demeaning way, is a permission he's given me.
Right.
You use me. Use my authority. Use my ability.
Yeah.
In other words, when I make kingdom decrees with my faith, is God talking through me. Now here's the aspect. Kingdom faith Our kingdom's citizenship faith carries a violent faith. Violent. It's violent. Matthew 11:12. It's violent. It's violent. It just, it'll take what it got to take. The kingdom of heaven suffers violent, and the violent take it by force. You see that? And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. So when you're using your faith, you're not really asking for something, you're taking it. You're taking it because it's already yours. Now, y'all gonna stop praying, but I'm gonna just tell y'all something right now. The reason you can't take your healing, you're not eating right. You use all the faith you want. It's the food messing you up. There's not one disease you can't get rid of. If you take a 3-month trip eating right, that body is powerful.
Yes, it is.
I know you get a little quiet when I get on air, but that's all right. I'm trying to tell you. So nobody in here, nobody online, no matter what you got, you can get rid of it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Get those two books and read those two books, Ultimate Health and Why Christians Get Sick. Read those books. You're going to see, it was 200,000 people praying for a man, and he died anyway. The food wasn't right. A lot of times you think your faith not working. But your faith working, but your food not working. I don't know why I'm stuck here. I have much on me. I love you. And the body of Christ hadn't been taught this. All right? Okay? I got testimony after testimony after testimony. Personally, myself and other people, all right? All right, let's go. So he carries a violent faith. You got Matthew 11:12? Take it by force. Faith does not ask for permission. See, Satan is no match for your faith. Demons can't stop your faith. Demons tremble when you operate in faith and live a faithful life. And then I believe most of y'all live in a faithful life. I mean, you're not perfect. I talked to a man the other day. I said, man, I asked you what you drink. I'm not going to ask you what you drink. I'm not asking you what you smoke. I'm not asking what you commit adultery. I'm not asking you none of that. I'm asking you, are you born again? I cleared it up, see, because he had a beer in his hand. Yet on the other hand, my son and I talked to a man, and he was asking my son questions. And my son said, that's my boss right there. He said, that's my dad. He said, what you do? I said, well, I'm a pastor. And my son preached the gospel. He said, I'll be right back. Y'all want a beer? Because he think preachers just drink like everybody else again. When he came back, I wasn't there. I was on my golf cart. I went on the back of the players. Kingdom faith always is seeking God diligently. That back to Hebrews 11:6, you see. Always seeking God diligently. Now, all the success in this ministry, in my personal life, that's all I do. I just seek Him. See? God is not my outside activity. Everything else is outside activity. You get to the point where he never get off your mind. You wake up in the morning, there he is. You lay down at night, there he is. You're riding a bicycle, there he is. Driving a car, there he is. Flying in the aircraft, there he is. He always there. You can sense he's there. I'll tell you, if you never try to do it, Well, he's always there. I mean, he's at the upper part of your mind all the time. See, I had to ask for this because I came out of the world. And I saw how the church folk were double-minded of doing everything. So when I got born again that Sunday morning, I asked him a question. I said, God, how are you going to do this? And he never answered me. He buried me in the Bible. Been doing it ever since. See. Now, you powerful. I'm telling you, you're powerful. This is what these things were put on. So you got Hebrews 11:6? Kingdom faith always is seeking God diligently. Seeking God, not diligently. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
You can shout on Tuesday too, you know.
Yes, sir.
I like this one. Kingdom faith gives spiritual birth to the supernatural. So from now on, you will be spiritual birthing things. Knowing that kind of power is on the inside of you. Mark 9:23. Let's walk through the three scriptures here that back this up. Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, Jesus said to him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to who? See? Kingdom faith gives spiritual birth to the supernatural. You got it? Give spiritual birth to the supernatural. In other words, it has creative power in it. And it causes miracles, signs, and wonders to answer to you. What? It causes miracles, signs, and wonders to answer to you. They have no choice. Miracles, signs, and wonders have no choice if you're using your faith properly. They got the answer. They designed the answer to faith. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So let me say it again. Kingdom faith gives spiritual birth to the supernatural. Look at I think it's Mark 10:27. Marvel 2:3, wouldn't they would be established. Mark 10:12. Now Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe, right? Huh?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus looked among them and said, with men it is impossible. Not with God. Now, I'm about to show you a spiritual transaction that the Holy Ghost is showing me right now, all right? Hold that voice right there. Put the voice back up. For with God. You listen?
Yes, sir.
That's faith. That's your faith. Your faith means with God. So look what he said next then. All things are possible. Because when I believe, my faith in God becomes synonymous.
Hallelujah.
My faith make me one with God. When you're using your faith properly, whatever you're using your faith on, don't only hear you. He is God, he is Jesus, he is the Holy Spirit. So righteousness, peace, and joy are the trinity of faith. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, joy means I won this thing, man. Huh? Look at Luke 1:37. Are you going to surrender to it? Kingdom of faith gives spiritual birth to the supernatural. How can these things be? See? For with God, let your faith talk to you now, nothing shall be impossible. And look at the next verse. The next verse. 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me. That's what faith is. Faith is, be it unto me according to the word. That's the definition of faith again.
Yes.
Y'all didn't hear me. Be it unto me according to thy word. That's a definition of faith. And the angel departed from her, and it happened. Uh-huh. So all your how should this be should turn into faith. There's three powerful verses, Mark 10:27, Luke 1:37, then the 38th verse is you surrendering to it. You have to surrender to this type of faith. And so in surrendering, you're not going to have many walking with you. Because we got a lot of people living by seeing faith, feeling faith. And it doesn't work that way. It's supernatural. So I decree from now on, your faith going to birth the supernatural. And you're going to have to explain to people, you're going to be a witness to the word of God, why God did this. Because I know I have kingdom citizenship faith on the inside of me. I decree things going to start happening to your life that you can't explain no other way. And I know I have divine backup. Yeah, I'm decreeing that on your life. The message you're hearing on faith, things going to start happening in your life. You're not going to be able to explain them on one way. God did it. What a life. God did it. Anybody under my voice right now need a miracle? I believe you'll get it right now. In the name of Jesus. You think, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Have mercy, Jesus. Oh my goodness. The awesomeness of God. I feel his presence. God is here to do the impossible. We're not just here, children. We're not just here reading the Bible. The Holy Ghost is here.
Yes.
The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now, my faith is dealing with whatever you're dealing with right now. Almost 1,000 people on the line. It's probably more than that because more than one in our house. But I believe that we'll get testimony from this Tuesday night. Just trust the Holy Ghost. Last time, trust the Holy Ghost. I got an inspiration in my spirit to decree and declare that great things are about to happen. God has to back his word up. He said, my word, if I minister the word, he got to back it up. He love it. So adjustment has to be made in your life to keep up with the blessing. You come to the point, now you never heard this before. You come to the point, you got to ask God, slow down. I haven't got over the other thing yet. Slow down, Lord. I haven't got over the other blessing. He wanna do it for you and do it to you. Will you let him do it?
Yes, sir.
Blessing flowing so much, he said, Lord, can you slow down? I can't keep up. I'm nervous. Man wrote me how many $1,000 check there was from Ron? In the thousand, wasn't it? He called and said, "Did check ain't ever come back." And so my wife had to look for him. I told my son, tell him 20 years ago, he wouldn't have had that problem. That check gone to the bank before you get it out your hand. But I decree this kind of blessing. See, because y'all connected.
Yes,
say, I'm connected.
I'm connected.
So the same blessing on me, oh my God. Woo! Must come on you. Expect it. What kind of thing? Great thing. Come on, y'all slow, man. Great thing. Sit down. Let me try to close you. I'm going to close in a minute. Here's how to maximize in kingdom faith. Here's how to maximize in kingdom faith. How many of y'all want to maximize in kingdom faith? Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 40. There's another Trinity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I'm declaring that on your faith. See? And then look at verse 52 now. I declare tonight your faith is dressed with favor. Woo, I love that. The Holy Ghost just told me that. Your faith, favor gonna follow you everywhere you go from now on. I mean with God and man. With God, not just God and man. You're gonna have so much favor, man gonna favor you. Might not want to favor you, but God to favor you because your faith is dressed in favor from this night forward. Jesus increasing wisdom and stature in favor with God and man. So I'm working in favor faith. Or faith favors. Supernatural. Here's how to maximize. Sit down. Maximize in kingdom faith. Maximize in kingdom citizenship faith. You meditate those two verses, verse 40 and verse 51. Wax strong in spirit. See, increase in wisdom. And know that the grace of God is upon your faith. My faith is full of wisdom.
My faith is full of wisdom.
I said that, I was trying to say something. My faith is full of favor. That's what faith is, you know. Faith is God's favor. Faith is God's favoring you for obeying him. So now you're not going to be just using faith, you'll be using favor too. In other words, God is working on the other end before your faith arrives. Hallelujah! Kingdom citizenship faith will flow in my life abundantly from this time forward, for I know it's there and ready to make the promises of God to flow for me and through me to others. I'm going to read that to you again because I got a powerful scripture with that. Kingdom citizenship faith will flow in my life abundantly from this time forward. And the reason it's going to flow now, for I know it is there and ready to make the promises of God to flow for me and through me. Guess what verse? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above, woo, exceedingly abundantly. You see that three words? All that we ask of things according to the power that works in us. Now, if you read that prayer, faith is involved there. Love and faith is involved there. But here, the kingdom of God will flow in my life abundantly. Say it.
The kingdom of God.
kingdom citizenship faith will flow in my life abundantly from this time forward. For I know it is there and ready to make the promises of God to flow for me and through me to others. Now quote the scripture, now unto him. Look on the board. Come on, let's go. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Now wife, hold up, whoa. All that I ask or think. According to the power that works in me. You know, I love my brothers and sisters, but they might not want to go. I've met ministers, many ministers didn't want to go. They couldn't get in the flow. So then I got to shift gear then, because I can't let them hold me back, so I shift in another gear. Sometimes you're going to run on people, you kin folks and friends, that this is as far as I can take this. And so don't stop there, shift. Everything answers to faith, and faith answers to God. Faith is that spiritual force that opens a world of no limits. Tonight, all limits are taken off your life. Say it, tonight, all limits taken off my life. My life has no limit. Say it like you mean it. My life has no limit. All right, let me give you one or two more. I'm going to close. Leroy, you can get ready to come. Faith, listen now, is the key, K-E-Y, to everything in the kingdom.
That's right.
I'll close with this, and I want you to get this. You need to understand this. And the reason for it is God cannot leave his blessing out in the opening to people who don't respect him. Okay. So that's why we have to have faith as a key to everything in the kingdom. You see what I'm saying? If you don't want it, I can get it. Tell the person next to you, if you don't want it, I can get it. You ain't going to stop me. So listen to this statement because it's very important. All kingdom treasures are packaged in mysteries. All the blessings, virtues, and treasures of the kingdom are packed in mysteries. Among all such mysteries, faith is the principal mystery. Because it is the very substance of the kingdom. 1 Timothy 3:9. Three scriptures and I'm going to close. 1 Timothy 3:9. You all want me to say that over again?
Yes, sir.
All kingdom treasures are packaged in mysteries. All the blessings, virtues, and treasures of the kingdom are packed in mysteries. Among all such mysteries, faith is the principal mystery because it's the very substance of the kingdom. So every mystery in the kingdom, faith can make it happen. Now here, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. See that? 1 Timothy 3:9. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Now, the reason you have to have a pure conscience, look at Romans 9:1. See, you got to have a pure conscience. Your faith not going to work because Romans 9:1, right quick. It wasn't one of the scriptures, but it came up in my spirit. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Come on, two more verses. Mark 4, 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable.
Uh-huh.
They don't understand it. I do it in parable because I don't want them with their trifling self to have it if they're not going to glorify me. Yeah? Okay. All right. I heard that, Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, 8 through 12. Ephesians chapter 3, 8 through 12. That's all on about the kingdom treasure. Now, let me give you a scripture to close out. I'm trying to find a scripture to close out with. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Watch this. Watch this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him. See, just for this last part of the verse, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. Well, you didn't get it. Jude 20. Jude 20. That's, make sure you get this. Jude 20. I'm going to go ahead of myself. There's some other thing I got to preach. But invoking the anointing in your faith. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, actually, now I'm hearing this. Your faith can get drunk in the presence of God and act for something you never would have asked for. See, when you're praying the Holy Ghost, your faith get drunk. That's my first time hearing that, but it happened. See, but you beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You go back to 1 Corinthians 14, 2. He said you're speaking mystery. You see it? So let me close with this. Releasing my kingdom citizenship faith. And remember that kingdom is built on the inside of you. Study this, meditate. The Holy Spirit will tell you more things, you know. You know, what I'm supposed to do is whet your appetite. And you're supposed to eat. I can't eat for you. See? Y'all ever ordered something and the waiter brought it to the table? He told the waiter, sit down and eat it not for me. You ate it yourself. You ain't. So that's what I'm doing. I'm serving the table. I can't eat it for you, but eat yourself. I'm going to eat my own. Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise God. That's another aspect of faith that is taking us into the Reformation, not a revival. We read in Hebrews 11 about all that faith, and reading the Bible about all those people in faith. That's good. That's if you don't use it, it's just history. But it's a mystery. Is God showing you to the Hebrew boy, to John, to Daniel, David, God showing you what you can do? See, it's all right. Don't rehearse these stories without reversing your situation. See, Sam Powell that was in David when he killed Goliath is in me. Every miracle you see in the Bible, that Sam Powell is on the inside of you. But we can get to have a little Bible study instead of studying the Bible. Study the Bible and miss God. Full of scripture and no power. I heard one man says, faith without proof is fake.
That's right.